Across this great nation, it's a question of fair and foul, and the Daily Salute right here as we kick things off. The Daily Salute and what I consider to be the blunder so far of the week. Let's start with the blunder first. Student lender, exactly, they're ready. Student lender Sallie Mae has agreed to pay $60 million. Why? They're resolving allegations that they charged military service members excessive interest rates on their student loans. Exactly. So the deal settles this government lawsuit that where they asserted that the student loan idiots violated the rights of service members by imposing rates above the 6% permitted by federal law and improperly sought defaultment judgments against them. And it's a pretty clear message that you can't do this. You can't deprive the service members of the basic benefits and protections which they are entitled to. It's stupid. Federal folks or show that about 60,000 service members are going to be eligible for compensation as part of the settlement, thank goodness. And it doesn't take back, though, what they had to pay and all the nonsense they had to go through. Also, Sallie Mae would be required to ask the three major credit bureaus to delete negative credit histories, because that's happened from overcharges. Education Secretary Arne Duncan said students have taken out loans should have peace of mind that borrowers are going to treat them fairly. Yeah, no kidding. Especially the people who serve. Because, okay, please serve. This is what you're supposed to get in return. Oops, sorry, we screwed you over. And like I said, yes, it's great. It's a win. But it's not a win when they're going through it and they're going round and round in the circles. And any of you who have had a student loan, you know what that's like. So can you imagine? Not good. Yeah, so just wrong. Let's stick with the military for a second, and this is the Daily Salute. It's a layup, but I think you can't say enough about this kind of stuff. The Afghanistan veteran who was awarded the Medal of Honor for heroism during the ambush, if you remember, a former Army sergeant, he risked his own life to save another soldier during that ambush in Afghanistan. He gets the Medal of Honor at the White House on Tuesday, becoming only the 7th living recipient of the top military honor for actions in Iraq or Afghanistan. Wow. And here's what happened. This is the story and how it goes. What happened with Army Sergeant Kyle White. He was pretty brief in his remarks, but he credited the team and described his fallen brothers as the heroes. He said, without the team, there would be no Medal of Honor. An Army account of the attack said that White and his 14 soldiers, along the Afghan National Army soldiers were ambushed November 9, 2007, after trying to hold a meeting with village elders in the village of Iranistan in Afghanistan. During the exchange of fire, White was knocked unconscious. When he came to, most of the platoon had slid for cover down a cliff, but he stayed. Left at the top were a couple of platoon leaders, including Matt Ferreira, Kane Schilling, Philip Box as well, and the group's interpreter. White tried to assess the conditions of the fellow soldiers running and crawling through gunfire. Ferreira's already dead, Box badly wounded. He tried to stop Box from bleeding to death. Suffering from his own head trauma, he was crawling around figuring out what he could do, and he treated Schilling's injuries, Kane Schilling, and used one of the unit radios to call for help, which was a great thing. The helicopter came after nightfall. He only allowed himself to be evacuated after all the wounded were assisted. at the citation at the ceremony, White acted without hesitation, exposing himself to heavy fire to help others. Now he's living in Charlotte, North Carolina. He retired from the Army in 2011. He graduated from the University of North Carolina, Charlotte with a finance degree. He works as an investment analyst at a bank in Charlotte. It's actually in the first public discussion of the attack, White said that after the ambush, he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and he urged veterans that have that illness to try and get help. So bravo for what he did and coming back, and also for talking about post-traumatic stress. As he mentioned there, trying to get other soldiers to realize that they could have the problem and to get help before it's too late. Too many of these guys come back, get lost in the shuffle, and take their own lives. And it's just the saddest thing to hear those stories. So there's the yin and the yang, the awful and the daily salute. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The, as we get ready to boot it into the other side, another thought comes to mind, and that's to do with Hillary Clinton and Karl Rove clarifying what he said. This was probably one of the biggest stories going, that Karl Rove said that Hillary Clinton suffered brain damage and she was in the hospital for 30 days, not recently. This was 15, 16 months ago. Remember the blood clot after the fall in December of 2012, and he said 30 days in a hospital. We need to know what's up with that. She might have brain damage. But according to the reports, she was in the hospital for 3 days, not 30, and she was in for a blood clot that developed after a fall from dehydration related to a stomach virus. But all these medical records and whatnot will come out anyway. And Rove said he wasn't saying she had brain damage. He was saying that you have to worry about her health and that she clearly had something happen to her, and they didn't disclose what the nature of the illness was. And that was worrisome, because when you run for president, we need to know that you're healthy, especially when you're on the older part of the spectrum, which she would be 69 if she were elected. She will have just turned 69. And quickly, this last one, sadly, 200 die in a mine fire, many still trapped. This is a very big story. A fire caused by a transformer explosion in a coal mine in western Turkey killed at least 200 plus now, they're saying, people, according to Turkey's energy minister. They're investigating some other aspects of this and trying to make sure they're not able to save anyone else. That's a lot of people in this mine shaft, and the mine shaft is more than a half a mile deep. So you can imagine what that's like to try to get to anybody that was trapped in this Turkish coal mine. Very, very, very difficult. But they're rescuing some, and they say 30 workers had been rescued, but as many as 400 could still be underground. Yikes, awful. Stay with us, we're punting it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We've been talking about this group, Boko Haram, now for a while, actually the last couple of weeks, and Ivan Elin, our pal, the senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute, wrote a great piece in the Huffington Post. This is the headline. Public hysteria over Boko Haram may be counterproductive. And that kind of sums it all up. Ivan, first of all, as always, thanks for coming on the show. And what do you mean by public hysteria could be counterproductive?
Well, I think, the public has just discovered this group, but they have, and certainly kidnapping more than 200 schoolgirls and with some of the rhetoric is a heinous thing to do. This group has done, I would argue, even more heinous things in the past. They've slaughtered several villages with over 300 people and men, women, and children. They've burned and shot to death 59 schoolboys, from what we were able to see so far, it looks like the girls are still alive, which is good. But I think the best way to get them out is not with showy international pressure and the British and the U.S. publicly sending assistance. What you really want to do is work behind the scenes, whether it's diplomacy or whether it's, special forces raids or something like that, or assisting, the Nigerian government with those sorts of things. The Nigerians have, I think, been smarter than the U.S. And Britain in this thing, because they're really leery of bringing in foreigners because of the history of colonialism. They don't want this, they're looking for at the long term, and if they do that for this particularly well-publicized incident, they could invite more support for this group in the long term, simply because people are anti-colonial in their mentality after all the, centuries of colonialism, and any interference by outside powers, even if it's in the laudable goal of trying to help free these schoolgirls, the Nigerian government realizes that in the long term, more people could get killed because Boko Haram is a savage organization. But the way to deal with these things in the U.S., does this far too much. It takes on other people's problems. And it's nice to help out in a situation like this if you can provide some quiet advice, but the administration has gone very public. We're sending this stuff over because a lot of this is for show here at home, that people are demanding that these schoolgirls be released, even though this is, you know, half a world away. And it's very unfortunate that this group has taken these girls. But I think it's best handled if the U.S. doesn't make a bravado show of assisting the Nigerian government.
Yeah, do you think there's, as you were just explaining that, there's more of a chance that, I hate to say it, but that harm could come to them, right? Because they could just say, all right, we're going to make an example of some of these girls, or we're just going to keep them hidden.
Well, yeah, that could be an excuse, like, oh, you've gotten these colonial powers or neocolonial powers involved, and this is what we're fighting against, is non-Muslim intervention in Muslim lands, and so, you know, we're just going to shoot these girls or, you know, do something other that's not very nice and nasty. And so there are a number of things that, of course, could happen. But, you know, right now it looks like they're alive. And I think that if you're fighting terrorism and you're doing it publicly, like George W. Bush and to some extent Barack Obama have done, you're not really fighting terrorism. What you're doing is probably making more enemies than you're killing. What you need to do is, and even if you're taking military action, you should do it in the shadows so that it doesn't fuel more, you know, anti-government or anti-U.S. Action.
Republicans have criticized Hillary Clinton for being pretty weak and not dealing with the group. Was their take on it? Is this fair or foul? Is this just something to position for the possible run in 2016, or no, they have a point?
Well, no, I think it probably is political, but because I think she did the right thing. She people at the State Department told her, look, you know, if you put this group on our terrorism list, and we have a list of terrorist groups and countries who sponsor terrorism, and it's been totally politicized because there have been different things that we can talk about if you're into that, getting into details. But putting groups on the list, lots of times, if the U.S., the sole remaining superpower, is against you, that's a boon for fundraising. It's for recruiting people. And also, it can also lead these groups to say, well, we should hit U.S. targets, and then we can get even more people involved, you know, financially and more recruits. So it can be a self-perpetuating snowball. But this terrorism list in this case is particularly idiotic because it's there that Boko Haram doesn't fundraise or operate in the U.S. It has strictly local interests. And we should avoid making new enemies if we can, as we have in, I would argue, in Yemen and in Pakistan. We have groups that weren't attacking the U.S. that are now attacking the U.S. And I think that, you know, it was probably a mistake for Kerry to rescind Clinton's restraint, and he did put late last year he put the group on there, but since they don't operate or raise money in the United States, it's a mere symbolic act, and of course it's a lightning rod, and the people in the State Department realized that when Hillary Clinton made the decision to not put the group on the list. But
yeah,
the problem is really the list. You have this list, and many of the groups don't attack the U.S. I mean, if they would at least shrink the list down to those that actively attack the U.S., but we take on everyone's problems. And we even have a country on there, Cuba, that hasn't really sponsored terrorism in decades, and yet we have it on there simply because we don't get along with Cuba. There are groups on there like, or are in their groups that are not on there for political reasons, like the Provisional IRA was never on there because it has, frankly, has so much support in the U.S.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just going to ask you about that. Why is that? Isn't it interesting? So there is intrigue about the list. See, people don't look at that. Don't look at it that way. You know that, Ivan. But most people listening to us right now think, well, you know, we have this list. So sometimes the list is inaccurate because they got a kid's name on the list or whatever. So how do they, the criteria for this is just all over the map is the problem, huh?
Well, they designate these groups, and our government designates the groups, but they may not be specifically attacking U.S. targets. They may be attacking an allied target, such as Hamas. Is attacking Israel. And that's, you know, that's bad for Israel, but it shouldn't necessarily mean that they have to be on the anti-U.S. terrorism list. IRA, provisional IRA was designated as some lesser type of group, but the real sanctions kick in when you're at the top of the, the most, the highest category. Financial sanctions, et cetera, kick in, and those certainly should be groups that attack the U.S. only. And I think, like I said, when we put these groups on because we're the superpower, we're supposed to be leading the world. Is this group worthy to be on our terrorism list or not? Well, it only enhances a lot of these groups' reputation, and that's what it is done with Boko Haram. Because when nobody ever heard of Boko Haram until very recently with these schoolgirls, and of course now with them being on the terrorism list, they've gotten this added push as well.
Yeah, so a lot of this, and you say this, has to do with public pressure to, come on, you got to do something about what's happening. This is a terroristic act. You got to do it. You got to get them on the list, that kind of thing. So that's the push. It's really about politics.
Yeah, and both Obamas, Michelle and Barack Obama, they both have mentioned this. And that's when the president and the first lady both take up a cause, it gets well publicized. Now, it seems like a great idea to stand on behalf of these girls, but, maybe a quieter approach would help get the girls out alive rather than making the... Of course, when the president and the first lady do that, Boko Haram goes, hey, listen, we're defying the head of the superpower, and therefore we're not going to release these girls, right? You know, there's this idea that, hey, our group is so effective and, we're so principled that we're going to stand up to this imperialist superpower. That's what the group will, could say. So you have to be very careful when you do public things in the terrorism area. You may have, and I'm sure they, I'm not criticizing the Obama for having bad intentions or being cynical. I just think they were trying to help these schoolgirls, and also they were trying to respond to public pressure here in the United States to do something, and I think they may have done something counterproductive.
Yeah, be careful about those labels. Ivan Eland, as always, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Cause houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Approaching the tail end of this hour of ATN, baby. You rocked it when it came to sending in the thoughts about the show and some other things. I'm telling you, the mailbag is always full. Thank goodness for Al Gore for inventing the internet, because it's such a serious form of communication for the people who listen to America Tonight. So drum roll, let's head to the mailbag.
What's this? A letter for me.
You have mail, mistress.
Clever. This one from Oscar, who says, Katie Kate, I am just curious what baseball team you root for. I've heard you talk about sports in between the politics and the smattering of what's going on in your brain, and I wondered, what is your team of choice? Interesting question. I've actually never been asked that on this show, Philadelphia Phillies. I grew up in outside of Philadelphia and rooted for the Phillies. And when I was really, really little, my favorite player was Mike Schmidt, third baseman, Hall of Famer, and went to a bunch of games and still go back and love to see the Phillies, who are crappy, by the way. They may be one of the worst teams out there. I made fun of some of the writers from Sports Illustrated and ESPN and whatnot for trashing the Phillies. But so far, they are pretty much right on target. So thanks for asking that question. Out of left field, I love it. This one from Bob, who says, Kate, I know I email the show all the time. I promise you I'm going to call you sometime soon. The other night I tried to get in, actually, but your phone lines were jammed. Here's what I'm thinking about. It's ridiculous, the story you were talking about with the illegal aliens being released who were criminals. Why? Why wouldn't we have deported, even if it's the whole catch-and-release thing? You have some that raped and some that murdered, and they were actually released. I don't care if it's one in each category, which it wasn't. It was many more than that. How is that possible? What is Homeland Security thinking about by doing that? This is the whole problem. You know, Bob, here's the thing. We keep punting on immigration. We don't deal with it because it's about electability. What are your constituents? What are they made up of? What's the base made up of? How far do you want to go? What, are you a Republican, a Democrat, an independent? It's about getting re-elected and what they say, where you are. See, this is the most infuriating thing. There has to be accountability in Washington, and I think you have to stand up for what you believe in. So instead of, let's look at the demographics, and I mean, I get the whole re-election thing, but what do you really think is the problem? What are your solutions to the problem? Not what everybody else is echoing. And that's a big one because, okay, we can't keep holding them. We can't afford to do that, so let's just release them, and hopefully it'll all be okay. It's not going to all be okay. How many other murderers are we releasing from prison that haven't been through the system, let's say? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Okay, let's take this one. I'm going to kind of jump around here. This one from Mark, who says, Kate, I'll tell you, I've been listening to the show, and I love when you do the daily salute, and I also love it when you rip into the IRS. Your nickname, the three dreaded letters, is brilliant. Do you mind if I steal that? The fact that almost once or twice a week we're talking about some shenanigans with the IRS, why would they spend $100 million on furniture? I don't get it. I know there's a lot of offices, so maybe the bill would be high, but at $100 million, I think we could have collected chairs and desks that look pretty decent and donated them to the IRS, and we would have been better off instead of in the hole as we always are. My two cents. Well, my two cents on that was, yeah, it seems very high. I get it. You have a lot of offices across the country, and if you're talking about refurbishing and changing, and you can't just not have any furniture, but $100 million. I've been in a bunch of those IRS offices in Philly, in New York, in Austin, Texas, and California, and I know they're different times when I've been in there, didn't look that depressing, didn't look that drab to me. And then there's this thing about the IRS paying more than $13 billion in tax credits last year to people who might not have qualified. The earned income tax credits were supposed to go to low-income working families. And now they're saying there could be a problem here, that there were some payments that shouldn't have been made, about a quarter of them. Somewhere between 13.3 and 15.6. And, you know, here's the thing. You want us to pay our taxes, right? And we go through the rigmarole every year, and we do that. And taxes, listen, you have firemen, you've got things that you have to pay, use the dollars toward locally, certainly. And then we constantly see this nonsense about the furniture thing, the stuff with Lois Lerner targeting certain groups for their tax-exempt status. Then the stuff about blowing the tax credits. I mean, you know, come on. Give me a break. And they're always saying this. We're aggressively fighting tax fraud. We're improving our efforts. We've stopped 15 million suspicious returns since 2011. We're blocking more than $50 billion in fraudulent refunds. The IRS is committed. I mean, I could just go on and on about the statements. But it's bad. Let's put it that way. So this was the latest thing. Families earn the credit, so you know, by working and earning money. So there are income limits, though. The size of the credit depends on your income, the number of kids you have. This year, for example, a married couple with three or more kids would earn up to $52,000. If they earned up to $52,000, they would qualify for the credit. A married couple with two kids can earn up to $49,000 and change and still qualify. So they're saying that other people did it that didn't. The maximum credit was $6,143. $6,143. Yeah, go figure. It's just, it's out of control, isn't it? It really is. Okay, here's one from Alan who says, Kate, what's up with the dog, Karl Rove, really bagging on Hillary Clinton and talking about the fact that she's lost her mind, that she might have some form of dementia? Are you kidding me with that? What is Rove thinking? Talking about Hillary Clinton, that she's got dementia. And I thought, when I read it in the Post, he was so far out in left field. And then I hear him on the tube, and he's specifying a little bit closer what he meant to say, I believe. Is this just politics as usual? It is politics. It's politics because she was in the hospital for 30 days, and nobody knows why she was in the hospital. Then she comes out of the hospital, this was Rove saying, and she has special glasses that you have for a traumatic brain injury. So that's what he's saying, that that's what the deal is. She spends a month fighting it, and they're not forthcoming, is what he's saying. And now they're not saying anything else. She wasn't in a hospital for 30 days straight. She was in and out for about a month in 2012. So they're correcting that, the Clinton people. And the glasses that he referred to are typically used by people with traumatic brain injuries, but it's pretty broad. It could be concussions and all that. And remember, that was supposedly what happened with Hillary Clinton, that she had a concussion, that that's what it was about. And it does make you wonder, though, and I think that's part of him playing that up, about the age thing and injury. You know, the whole deal with health and injuries, very big when you talk about a presidential candidate. I think focus on who the candidate is going to be that's going to run for the Republicans. You know, the more the Republicans focus on their own, probably, to me, the better. Because that's the way to win the election. I really don't think the election is too much to go after if it's Hillary Clinton, to just constantly hammer the negatives about her, unless it's through television ads, because they're always negative. Otherwise, it's not a winning strategy. I think you come up with solutions. What about Obamacare? What frightens the nation about that? What are the things that people are upset about? Illegal immigration. Pick three or four really biggies that are costing us money and come up with that solid plan, that solid solution that is the mantra for every place you go. And it isn't about the issues. It's about the electability of the person. But the issues can play better when there are things that stick in the thorn of the American, the sides of the American people like thorns. That can play better, at least when you're stumping for votes, and leave the negative stuff more for television ads, because it comes off better that way. And that's what happens, especially now with the Citizens United, because you can have different groups that pump money into it. And the Democrats do it, and the Republicans do it, too. Okay, here's the last one. This one from Norman, who says, Kate, I love when you do the cheap movie review. I say two thumbs up for The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I know it gets trashed, and people are tired of the different versions. You even talked about that. But maybe it's because I like Spider-Man. I like the kid that plays Spider-Man. There is a weird twist at the end of it. And I think the effects are very, very good. And Jamie Foxx is excellent as the villain. So do I win a book? Yes. It's not even winning it. I said, if you go to a movie and you want to give us a cheap movie review, send it to me. If I read it on the air, americatonight.net, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
2, 3, ooh, 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 ooh. My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh, ooh. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no, no.
So here we are at a familiar spot again. We're heading down that straightaway, going for the wrap-up of this Hour of America tonight. A couple of quick reminders, because we got the email in the mailbag about the cheap movie reviews. Yeah, absolutely. You want to weigh in on a movie, tell me it's lousy, crappy, don't go and see it, don't spend your $10 or whatever. Or you see something really good, kind of an indie movie or something that just you really want to pass on to everybody else, then do that as well. Whatever it is, doesn't matter, whatever the review, send it to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. And our next show, we will do our weekly cheap movie review. People must be paying attention to this little old show, because I've gotten a lot of inquiries from some Hollywood people who have movies that are asking me if I want to have actors on and that kind of stuff. So we may get some interesting people, and we have had some actors on in the past. We've had some directors on. We may have some more in the near future, especially some of them for the independent movies, the movies that are not supposed to make it that do, or they, or I like documentaries where we're uncovering the real truth of whatever's happening. To me, that's worthy of having a conversation. And there's a couple of really good things out now, so I might have a few of those coming up down the road. Then there's the all-important one that I just can't wait to see, Godzilla. I saw the previews for that, and I thought, man, how are they doing this? And the Japanese people are really offended by what the version of Godzilla is, apparently. They don't like what they're seeing in the previews. So what's up with that? We'll find out. We'll uncover it. Summertime is about the blockbusters or the kids' movies or a movie that is going to rake in a, or has a good chance to rake in some money at the box office. The two big times for movies are the summer and, not surprisingly, Christmas time. And why do you think that is? It's because kids are off, people are off, or somebody takes a vacation. They don't go to see movies and they go. And with the price of a movie now, unless you go to matinee, get special discounts, that kind of thing, or there's dollar theaters, that the way movies are, a lot of the, this is a good secret. Wherever you're listening to me, if you just, you don't even, you like to go to the movies just once in a while, look at that dollar movie, because what happens is they dump movies pretty fast sometimes. And the movie you might want to see is all of a sudden in that cheap theater. You don't have to wait too long for it. Or anymore, we live in the land of streaming, so people go to Redbox, grab a DVD, actually, or stream, something from Netflix. It's just so easy to do that, and a lot of people see movies that way, I think. That's coming up. Well, not our next show, actually. It's coming up at the end of the week. Getting ahead of myself. Did you ever do that where you're jumping days? All of a sudden, it's like the calendar. I've lost the calendar. I'm jumping days. So I might have jumped the shark a little bit on that. Yeah, that's coming up on our last show of the week. We'll get into it. In our next show, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. And if you've never heard of that, you know, dumb things. Like you can't find your keys. You go somewhere, you lose your keys. And let's say you're at a movie theater, you've lost the keys. Boy, that's bad news, isn't it? How about locking your keys in the car? Not as many people, I think, are doing that anymore. You left your phone. How many iPhones, Android phones, flip phones are lost every single day? Guaranteed there are a ton of them. So people write in and they tell me the dumb thing that they did. We'll be checking on that on our very, very next show. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Okay, here's something that a lot of people think, they don't like, they do think it's dumb because of the collateral damage, but the drones. I mean, drones is any conversation about drones, pretty much a divider. Either you think the drone is okay in certain situations or you hate it, period, end of story. This global hawk has a whole bunch of surveillance gear in it, radar, optical, infrared sensors, that kind of thing. And it's kind of joining the company of the man, propeller-driven MC-12 surveillance aircraft. Is this too much information? That they've already been using, conducting surveillance flights over Nigeria. We mentioned this before. They're using the drone to try to find these girls because they're searching for the 276 schoolgirls that we talked about to Ivan Eland a little while ago on the show, that were kidnapped by Boko Haram, the terrorist group. And the Global Hawk's airtime, I guess, they have a big advantage because it can be in the air for 28 hours and the range is 8,700 miles and it can go up to 357 miles an hour. Ooh, pretty fast. It's a pretty big drone. If you look at it from far away, it's just an airplane. It's like you're looking at an airplane, and it's big. They've separated, supposedly, into three groups, the kidnapped girls, and some are still believed to be in the northeast corner of Nigeria between, near Cameroon, anyway. So they released a video that showed about 100 of the girls who had been converted to Islam, and they say they were open to an exchange of the kidnapped students for the release of other Islamic terrorists imprisoned in Nigeria. And they say all options are open, including negotiating or military operation with foreign assistance. Oh, my, oh, my. They are loving this publicity. They are. And the fact that they flipped them already to Islam. And I mean, these are, this is a nasty group, Boko Haram. This is a nasty, nasty group. They want nothing better than to be part of any kind of a resistance, any branch of Al-Qaeda. Make absolutely no mistake about that. No mistake. And the fact that they just stepped right into houses and just stole these girls, just kidnapped them, the very, very freaky, freaky thing. And now this global outrage and the spotlight on this group that took them, the stories, there's so many stories being written about them. And is it too much? Are they just eating this up and dragging it out and keeping the storyline going however they can to have people recognize what their cause is? That's always the downside of this. And so there's a very big downside here. Huge downside. All right, we flip to something completely different because I want to give you another nugget before we skedaddle. The FCC chairman is looking into this whole net neutrality thing, and even if net neutrality is the jurisdiction of the FCC at all, with the FCC nearing a vote about proposed net neutrality regulations, the chairman, Tom Wheeler, sent out a series of revisions to the proposal earlier in the week. And the interesting revision that he offered was looking into whether or not net neutrality is the jurisdiction of his three letters, the FCC, even at all. They invited public comments on broadband internet service. Could it be a public utility? Oh, that would be awful. So we're going to make broadband a public utility like gas, water, sewage, and electricity. If it's reclassified, I want you to know this. This is a big nugget. Pay attention to this. If it's reclassified as a public utility, then internet service providers would be subjected to stricter and certainly more regulations far beyond what the FCC has in its bag of tricks. But what are we paying if it's a public utility? Oh, should it really be a public utility? And some say it's the most direct way to ensure net neutrality if that were the case. Oh, my, oh, my. We're not going to solve that riddle in one show or probably 10 shows. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.